Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 54. Our Perek is read as the Haftarah to Parshas Noach. Part of the Perek, the second half, is the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh, and the first half of the Perek is the Haftarah of Parshas Kisetze. So those two are part of the Shiva Denechemta. Until now, in the works that we've studied together, and all the Prakim until now, we've heard voices. The voice of consolation, and the voice that refused, that doesn't believe, that resists the prophecy of redemption, and that needs to be persuaded. And in this parak, the persuasion continues, and part of that persuasion is the acknowledgement of what Bnei Yisrael went through, and a response to that. This parak will contain many metaphors to describe the suffering, and just as we often find the metaphoric relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael in terms of couplehood, so too here, this perek, Klal Yisrael is compared to a woman in difficult and dire straits. Rani akara lo yalada, pitzchi rina v'tzahali lo chala, ki rabim b'nei shomema mi b'nei ve'ula, amar Hashem. Am Yisrael here is compared to an isha akara, to a woman who is childless. And not only did she not have children, but she's a lo yalada. So not only she akara refers to a barren woman, and a woman who is lo yalada is someone who is diagnosed as one incapable of having children. And such a woman, of course, can be consumed with despair. And suddenly in this pasuk, she's being told to be happy. Pitzchi rina v'tzahali. Shout for joy. Can a person be commanded to be happy? And here, what kind of person are we asking to be happy? Someone who is lo chala, who has never been sick, who has never had labor pains. So she's never able to bring children. Why should you be happy, says the pasuk? Ki rabim b'nei shomema mi b'nei ve'ula, because the children of the desolate, the forlorn one, will outnumber in the times of the ge'ula those of the one who even had a husband the whole time. Meaning, the woman who thought of herself always as unable to have children. During galus, during the times of ge'ula, she will see that she never lost her children. In fact, she had them, and suddenly there'll be even more than those women who appeared to have husbands and children all along. In the work Pri Tzadik by Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, Dvar Torah is brought from the Ari, who said that, he told Rav Chaim Vital this, in fact, that in our generation, even something small that a Jew does with the intent of L'shem Shamayin is far bigger and far more important than what was done in previous generations by the giants and tzaddikim during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's rooted in the ideas of this pasuk. Therefore, even if we think of ourselves as an akara, we think of ourselves as childless with nothing to produce in this generation, nothing to bring to the table. But during the geula, we're going to see that our meager actions will be far more valuable to Hashem than those of the earlier times because we were shomema. We didn't have the beauty and the presence of Hashem so viscerally in front of us, and yet we produced, and we didn't think we were producing, just like this akara that doesn't think that she has children, but in fact it will be proven that she's brought so much to the world. So only in the future will the value and the validity and the importance of our actions become apparent. Harchivi mekom ahalech v'yirios mishkenosayich yatu al tachsochi ha'arichi meisarayich v'yesedosayich chazeki. Enlarge the size of your tent, extend the size of your dwelling place, don't skimp on anything, lengthen out the ropes, drive the pegs firm into the ground. Ki aminu smol tifrotzi v'zarech goyim yirash v'arim neshamos yoshivu. You're going to spread out to the right and the left. Your children are going to inherit nations and will populate the towns that were desolate. So even before the actual unfolding of the events, that you'll see all of your children come back, trust upon my promise, extend your homes, make renovations to accommodate the coming back of your children, because it's going to happen. And here, of course, we have this important idea that we must take to heart till today. When Kriyas Yamsuf happened, it didn't happen until Dabru al Bnei Yisrael Vayisa'u. Klal Yisrael needed to actually believe and be ready and actively anticipate the coming of the miracle, because it is that bitachon, it is that surety in Hashem's salvation that brings the nes and makes the miracle happen. We know in the story of Elisha with the woman, the wife of Avadia, which we mentioned in a previous perek, when the woman explained she had nothing in the house, Elisha told her, prepare all of your vessels, take them all out, and all of them were eventually filled up by the blessing that he brought. which teaches us that the impact of a miracle is commensurate to how much we anticipate that miracle. The Gemara tells us in Tanis 19 that when people came to Choni HaMa'agel to tell him it's not raining and there's no water, and he said, listen, before I begin to daven, he asked, did you all bring in your ovens from outside? Because these earthenware ovens would ruin in the rain. That is to say, how far do you really expect the miracle? Because you need to be prepared for the salvation, and only then will you in fact see it coming. Al tiri ki lo sevoshi ve'al tikalmi ki lo sachpiri ki voshes alomayech tishkachi v'cherpas almenosayech lo siskiri od. Now Klai Yisrael is not just compared to a barren woman, to a childless woman, but also someone who had the embarrassment here of not having a husband. Referred to here is her maidenhood. Don't worry, you're not going to be ashamed. Don't worry, you're not going to be disgraced anymore, because the embarrassment of your maidenhood is going to be forgotten, and the shame of your widowhood you won't even remember anymore. So here the levels of pain and anguish are really being highlighted and nuanced, because a childless woman, even if she doesn't have children, she has a spouse, she's not alone. Just as Elkanah said to Hannah, don't cry, I'm better for you than 10 children would be. But a woman alone who didn't find a partner, that aloneness, that loneliness is already another level of suffering that she endured, that Hashem here is recognizing. But then Hashem promises, Ki vo'alayich osayich Hashem tzevakos shemo, v'go'alayich kedosh Yisrael, Elokei chol ha'aretz yikarei. I'm never going to leave you alone again. The one who made you will espouse you. You will have a husband. So here the idea of her aloneness, which wasn't previously discussed, is addressed and ameliorated. Ki chi'isha azuva va'atzuvas ruach kira'ach Hashem, ve'eshes ne'urim ki sima'es amar Elokecha. It's not just that she was alone because her husband died. There was a husband and a wife, but then the husband got up and left. It's not just an almana concept, but it's a concept of being rejected. That resulted in heartache, heartbreak, and pain, and embarrassment. So Hashem is acknowledging this too. How could you make that better? Berega katon azavtich, uverachamim gidolim akavtzech. Everything that happened, the departure, the leaving, the walking out, it was only a small moment. Yes, I left, says Hashem, but it was only that ephemeral minute. In the Gemara in Brachos, it says there's a moment in the day when Hashem gets angry, and that's the moment that the Midas Hadin takes over. And it's always referred to as this very, very fleeting concept. Midas Hadin is not something that lasts long. But the minute of union, the time of the togetherness between the husband and the wife, between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, that corresponds to that Midas Hadin, is multiple, is manifold. The union is the thing that's the constant. The union is the thing that's the eternal. So we can understand that a person can have a moment of anger and a moment of wrath. And Kaviyachol, Hashem has a moment with Klal Yisrael, Rega Ba'apo, a moment of anger. But what he really wants is Chayim Birtzono, life, the day-to-day. He's choosing Klal Yisrael. So all of Galus here in this powerful, frightening concept of a Pasuk is that it's compared to one small moment of anger. But what I really want, says Hashem, Birachamim Gidolim Akabtzech, I scoop you up, I take you back to a long-term relationship and connection with you. B'shetzef ketzef histarti fanai regamimich, uvechesed olam richamtich, amar go'alech Hashem. The moment I hid myself from you was a moment of anger, but it was just a small moment. It could have been fiery and violent, yes, but it was only for that one single portion of time. But then I took you back, v'chesed olam, with forever and forever kindness. So says Hashem, your Redeemer. Ki mei noach zosli asher nishpati me'avor mei noach od al ha'aretz kein nishpati miktzof alayech umigar bach. Hashem reinforces that while sometimes a woman says to a man, you left once, so now you're saying you're coming back to me, and now you're saying it's going to be forever, I don't trust you. So Hashem is saying, yes, I had a moment of anger, just like I made a mabul once, but then I promised never to do it again. My promise that I will never leave you is strong as the promise that I'll never bring another mabul, and it never happened again. So here this concept of mabul is brought to prove Hashem's commitment to the connection between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And in fact, that's why this perek is a haftara for Parshas Noach. Ki heharem yamushu v'hagevaos timotena v'chasti me'itech lo yamush uvris shalomi lo samut amar mirachameich Hashem. The mountains might crumble and the hillsides will shake, but my love and loyalty to you and my kindness will never move from you. The bond of our connection will be forever. Amar mirachameich Hashem, says the one who takes you back in love. And now for our final comparison of the perek. Until now we saw the woman, Klal Yisrael, compared to a widow, compared to a childless woman, compared to a woman who never got married, bereft and forlorn and rejected. But sometimes that very woman can have a livelihood, a parnasa, a house to live in, at least that, right? But here the woman is compared to Aniya Soara Lo Nuchama, a woman who's tired and poor and tempest-tossed, and she's uncomforted. So you know what I'm going to do for you? You had no place to live. I'm going to give you a beautiful place. I'm going to lay you a floor of beautiful stones and a foundation made of sapphires. I'm going to give you rubies for walls. I'll give you gates made of precious stones and the surrounding walls of gems. So for the main part, for Jewish people, the main part is the children, the generations, the legacy. And every time we finish davening, and at the end of several Masechtos of Shas, we end with these words, V'chol b'nayich, limudei Hashem, v'rav shalom b'nayich. And the Medrash tells us on these words that all of your children shall be disciples of Hashem, and there'll be plenty of peace always. Meaning, don't worry about war and exile. Your children will grow up in peace and serenity, which is the literal meaning. And then we tell the Medrash, which takes it to mean, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. It is who that brings peace to the world? It is Talmidei Chachamim, those that learn Torah. But don't say Banayich. Say Bonayich. Don't call them children. Call them builders. The Talmidei Chachamim build the nation. Our nation is a beautiful edifice, and the architects are the Talmidei Chachamim. They are the ones who build up everything beautiful about this world. So here, underscoring the value of Torah, the value of learners of Torah, the value of those who disseminate Torah. Bitztaka tikonani rachaki me'oshek ki lo sirai umimchita ki lo sikrav elayich. One thing I need to tell you. You shall be established through righteousness. You're going to be safe from oppression. You're going to have no fear from ruin. It won't come next to you. What is the one thing that establishes the permanence of Yerushalayim, the permanence of Eretz Yisrael, the permanence of the Geula mindset? It's the idea of tzedakah. And we had here earlier in Yeshaya, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzedakah. Tzion is always going to be redeemed with tzedakah and always with justice. Hein gor yagor efes meosi, mi gor itach alayich yipol. No one can do anything to you without my permission, and whoever would try to harm you is going to ultimately fall because of that. Hine anochi barasi charash nofeach be'esh pecham, umotzi chli lema'asehu, va'anochi barasi mashchis lechabel. I'm the one who created the smith. I'm the one who created the person who fans the fire and produces the tool for work. I'm the one who creates the instruments of destruction. Kol kli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach. But none of it is going to be effective against you. I'm the one who is the creator of everything, so I make sure that even those wielding the weapons will do so in futility. V'chol lashon takumitach lameshpat tarshi'i zos nachalas adei Hashem v'tzidkasam me'iti ne'om Hashem. Every tongue that contends with you, you are going to defeat. That is the lot, that is the goral of those who serve Hashem. And so their triumph always comes through me, so says Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.